Welcome to There's Truth and the Gospel, and that's about truth. Oh, I'm sorry. The Gospel Truth. I had burped. Man, let me tell you how the devil played last week. Well, it's not even last week. This today. I can't record this the same day. But I can't record. When I mess up on the podcast, I can never re-record it because I don't know what I said. Like, this really is coming from the spirit off the top of the phone. So, the whole time, so if you listen to the Visions podcast, it probably sounded low. Yeah, I didn't realize my mic wasn't on while I was recording. And I turned it on, but it wasn't on. So, that kind of, like, threw me off a little bit. But you still can hear the things I was saying, which God is good. God is fortunate for that. But, you know, it is what it is. And I hope, you know, God open y'all ears up for y'all to hear it for when it do drop. It should be dropping on Wednesday, September the 10th, 11th. Thank you, September 11th. So y'all hearing this? This one will drop September the 15th, 14th. Cause I do every Wednesday and Saturday, so whichever one I'm gonna present. But today is more of a TED talk, and I'm finna explain. I'm one thing about when I send, I like people to know so I can help you. Help yourself. You know, I'm not the type of person, I'm keeping it to myself because the way I overcome it can help somebody else. Okay, I'm going straight to it. So I have a fear. Okay, and my fear is, one, to die alone. I have a extremely fear of dying alone, so that causes me to be attention for. I'm going to say free, but free doesn't sound like I'm going to be straight, blood, raw, attention whore. But, so I love attention. Not like, oh, I'm going to go all my way to get people attention. No. I'm a real conflict person. And what I stand and what people love give me attention. So, my fear of being alone, but this is how I'm overcoming it. I'm never alone. I was never meant to be alone. God is always with me. And you have to be open to the fact that he's always with you. So that diminish that, all right, I'm scared of being alone. That he's always with me. I'm never alone. Even till when the day I die, I will never be alone. You're never truly alone. You just don't allow yourself to see that you're not alone. Hello. Boom. Second one. I have a fear of not being understood, to stand out, to be like picking out, you know, to be like, oh yeah, she's strange, she weird. I've never meant to stand in. The things that I see, the things that I do, the things that I say, I was never meant to put in a box with other people. So of course, I'ma stand out. You know, sometimes when you have them type of thoughts, them type of fears, you have to counteract them with what you truly is. We don't even like people. I can't stand people. So, of course, I'm not finna be able to stay in there with them. Of course, I gotta stand out. Because I don't even like y'all for real. Hello. Goodbye. Like, type of junk, bro. And another fear that I have is failing. Not reaching the people I'm supposed to reach. But if I don't fail, how am I gonna learn? And that took me a long time to learn that. Is cause I thought I could never make a mistake. Till this year, I made mistake after mistake, mistake. Last year, mistake. I'm saying, like I said previously, when I got into the world and stopped being in that bubble, it was mistake after mistake. But if I don't make the mistakes, how can I learn? How can I sit here in front of y'all? Not even necessarily in front of y'all, but how can I sit here spitting these words to you if I ain't made no mistakes? People don't want somebody who come off as perfect. Because I can't listen to nothing you say because you're perfect. What you mean? Quote unquote, you're perfect. I can't listen to nothing you say, bro. Because you haven't been out here in the field like other people been in the field. You have to be. You have to go through things so you can be relatable. Nobody wants to fall behind somebody who's not relatable. They can't listen to. That's straight like that. A lot of people can't comprehend that sometimes. It is fine. One thing I never. That's why, like what I said. I like to tell people where I feel that. I like to confess that type of stuff to people. If you're underneath me, you know. And, like, you know, I'm that type of person. All right, bro, this is where I messed up at. Da 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 da. Because I want you to know that. Because I'm not perfect. I mess up a lot. And I want you to understand it's okay for you to mess up. I want you to learn from my mistakes also. But it's okay for you to mess up. Just get back up and keep going. Messing up and sitting up? Nah, bro. No, get back up and keep going, bro. It's okay. Wipe yourself off. Keep it pushing. Straight like that. But yeah. That's what I want to talk to y'all about. It's just something short and simple. Like, when you get thoughts like that, when you have fears like that, always counteract them. Don't let them sit in your head too long. It's okay to argue with yourself. It's completely okay. Don't let it sit in your thoughts too long, because your mind is powerful. That's where you come up with your prayers. That's where you think all your thoughts. Your mind can overcome a lot of things. So you have to really tame it. You have to tame your flesh. Because you guys understand, you have your spirit and your flesh inside you. You have to tame your flesh. You have to beat that down. Unfortunately, your flesh will never leave you, but you can beat it down. So, yeah. So, just do that. Yeah. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Thank you for listening. There is truth. I speak nothing but the gospel truth and nothing but the truth. Have a wonderful day.